AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The AP has learned that the government plans to house some 3,000 immigrant teenagers at a convention center in downtown Dallas as Health and Human Services rushes to open facilities across the country to house nearly 9,500 unaccompanied children who crossed into the U.S. from Mexico last month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the current temporary solution along the border is not the answer.
This is heartbreaking. It's a very emotional issue for a lot of people, and it's very difficult and challenging. And obviously, these TBP facilities are not made for kids.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says even if President Biden is just 2 months into office, it's his problem now.
The safety and security of Americans and our border is the job of the president. He is the one who created this, and he is the one who can fix it.
Growing number of child arrivals comes just as Congress begins to work on immigration, Biden backing a bill to offer a path to citizenship to all of the estimated 11 million people in the U.S. illegally. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the numbers of coronavirus cases are dropping, but more people are traveling. The weather is getting warmer in many places, and this is no time to let up.
Cases climbed last spring. They climbed again in the summer. They will climb now if we stop taking precautions when we continue to get more and more people vaccinated.
Three people are dead, several others hurt after a 71-year-old driver lost control of his car and crashed into a homeless encampment under a bridge in San Diego. Police Chief David Nislett says Craig Voss was arrested at the scene this morning.
He is under arrest for 3 counts of vehicular manslaughter, 5 counts of causing great bodily injury while committing a felony, and 1 count of felony DUI.
Nislett did not elaborate or identify whether Voss was under the influence of alcohol or other substances. This is AP News. A Republican senator tries to draw a distinction between the mob that attacked the Capitol building and Black Lives Matter. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says there's a big difference between the Trump protesters who stormed the U.S. Capitol in January and the Black Lives Matter protesters who took to the streets last year.
I was describing why I didn't feel threatened, and I'm just comparing, Trump supporters to the leftist activists and anarchists that have been rioting in 570 cities and causing all that death and destruction.
Speaking to reporters Monday, Johnson was defending comments he made in a radio interview last week. 5 people, including a Capitol police officer, died as a result of the insurrection at the Capitol, and 140 other officers were injured. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The S&P rose 25 points, a Dow gained 174 today, as both indexes hit all-time highs, eclipsing records set Friday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.